Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about the maintenance of the mosque and the masjid. Right? You know, the masjid is plays a very central role in the Islamic community. Everybody knows that. It's the central place of worship in any Islamic community, and it's been alluded to in the Holy Quran in many places. In one place in the Holy Quran, we read, the places of worship, or the mosques, they belong to Allah. So do not invoke anyone along with Allah. Right? Or in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, only those who maintains Allah's mosques, who believe in Allah and the last day, and establish the prayer and give the zakat, and fear no one except Allah, they hopefully will be among the guided. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, God alludes to the condition of the people who build the mosque, who maintain the mosque, take care of the mosque, and by these conditions we understand that the maintenance of the mosque is something very important, because these conditions which have been mentioned for the persons who maintain the mosque, they're very stringent and very strict. The Prophet was once asked by Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr was one of the famous companions of the Holy Prophet. How to maintain the mosque? How do we keep the mosque? How do we maintain it? How do we take care of it? To which he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, voices should not be raised therein, nor engrossment in wrongdoing. There should be no buying or selling in the mosque, and all vain talk must be shunned as long as you are inside. Right? So these are kind of like the ways to spiritually maintain the mosque. We're not talking about how do we keep the mosque clean, how do we take care of its walls, how do we, construct the mosque. Not, we're talking about how do we spiritually make sure the mosque is performing the function for which it was constructed, right? So the Prophet here alludes to these conditions, voices should not be raised therein. We should not speak loudly or shout in the mosque. There should be no buying or selling in the mosque. It's not a place of transactions. All vain talk should be shunned therein, right? As long as you are inside. In the end, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you do not do this, then you will have no one to blame but yourself on the day of resurrection, on the day of the hereafter. If you do these things, and in the hereafter you are punished for it, the fault of this person lies on the person himself, not on somebody else, right? So if we want the mosque to fulfill the function for which it is constructed and to maintain its spiritual, its spiritual effect that it should have, then these are some of the conditions which should be fulfilled regarding it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the maintenance of the mosque in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.